Tuition and mandatory student fees will both be frozen at the current level, which is in line with a first-of-its-kind recommendation from the Indiana Commission for Higher Education. That's despite state public colleges losing 5% in state support and being required to hold back an additional 5%. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns says April's dismal state revenue forecast forced many quick changes.
And the change between what we were predicting on April 15th to what we found out by May 15th was a $20 million swing to the negative.
Ball State's state revenue cut is about $14 million per year.
And then if we had simply raised tuition next year to the rate of inflation of about 3%, that's another $6 million in revenue.
What is increasing are room and board fees for students who live and eat on campus. Trustees passed a 2% increase in the 25-26 school year and another 2% increase in 26-27. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.